with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea, hello.
Hi, Shana Tova.
Shana Tova, how was it?
It was great. It was great. It was my greatest Yom Kippur ever. Can you hear me? I'm like...
No, you're
like,
perfect. You're coming through perfect. But explain. We're all very curious as to why.
I know.
Yeah, managed to know what made last night different from any other night.
I'll tell you, you know, maybe it's because I'm getting older. I'm about 34, 35. Shut up, Simon. You know what? This time, for some reason, when I got to synagogue this year, I made it to – first of all, my seat was great. I was in a corner. I didn't have to socialize. I didn't have to make friendly eyes at people. You know, I was able to kind of veg out. But the thing is also I thought about all of these people I know, two in particular, because I only know two other people, who want to – who said to me, you know, I wish I knew how to pray. They don't belong to synagogues. They're very disconnected. And they wanted – and I sort of prayed for three of us. Yeah. And it made the whole thing go so much – it was just so fast. Whereas like all those al-chets every year, you know, it kills me. Like again with the al-chet, I can't even remind it. This doesn't relate to me. This doesn't connect to me. And suddenly – I felt very immersed in it, and I didn't feel bleak. I felt very upbeat. I thought, well, just as I said last week, what a God. What a God who's asking us. We know it's just a con job. He's asking. He wants to give. So he's saying, do this. Be aware. And I did my part, and I'm sure it's going to be a great year ahead for all of us. And it was me and my two invisible partners. We were all davening together, and it felt I couldn't slough off. Because other people were counting on me.
That's amazing.
Interesting that. And also I read in the Israeli newspapers, Andrea, that there's almost like this movement to get people involved in Yom Kippur, like a Jewish outreach type thing.
Yeah.
And there were 300 different venues, not in shuls, but out in nature and on beaches, and people were praying in groups together. And I just thought, what an interesting alternative
which actually brings me to my favorite subject that I wanted to talk about today. And I know that we have a very short time. Yeah, it was crazy this year. I mean, Israelis are not known for being hip. It's not a hip society. And suddenly they had all of these mixed prayers where people together where I hate the word chilonim because it's from the word, you know, halal, empty. That's really, you know, for secular Jews. And it's not empty, but not yet observant people were with observant people. And they went out into nature and they realized we're all in this together, which is really what Sukkot is all about.
Amazing.
We know it's a reaffirmation. I mean, you South Africans, you kill me. Your weather is only getting nicer and nicer. But let's pretend you're part of the rest of the world, okay? And in the rest, that's when you're supposed to chuckle.
No, we are chuckling.
I didn't hear the chortle, the breath chortle. And in the rest of the world, it's starting to get miserable. And like, what do the people think? I mean, here are these Jews with these beautiful homes, oak tables, nice chandeliers. And suddenly we're going out into these shacks that let in the wind, let in the rain. And it's really an affirmation saying, not only did I pray for you, you know, for you to protect me, God, but I'm going to show you how much I believe in it. And then you have this lulav and etrog, this crazy thing, which looks a little strange, certainly in secular society and in Joburg, as you're walking along the streets, you know, grown men carrying, you know, flora and fauna. So,
well, just
and
flora,
then you
yeah.
have this... Each thing represents a different Jew. I mean, you have this delicious smelling etrog, which symbolizes the Jew who has all of this Torah knowledge and does all this mitzvot. And then you have this palm tree, the frond. I love that word, frond, that grows dates and has a very good taste, but it doesn't have any kind of a smell. And then you have, of course, the myrtle that has no taste and one, you know, but oh, represents one doing good deeds. And anyway, the whole idea behind it is we shake it forward, we shake it back, we shake it right, we shake it left, we shake it up and down. And what we're really saying is we need each other. We can't do it without each other. This arrogance that we go into all of our endeavors, like bury it. That's not what the Yomim Na'arim are about. It's the exact opposite. there but for the grace of God go every single one of us, whether we be the lulav and whether we be the hadas. And we go outside because it doesn't matter when you're outside if your house is nicer than my house, although I doubt your house could possibly be nicer than my house. And it's my favorite holiday because you can't get it wrong. Once you step into a sukkah, it doesn't matter how learned you are or how unlearned you are, you've done the mitzvah. The playing field is completely level and it's for every single one of us. And it's not a competition. It really is an affirmation. I know I'm corny. It's hands around the table. It's a communal bracha. It's great stuff. It's my favorite, favorite hug.
Amazing. Must be an incredible sense also, Andrea, of unity in Israel over this particular time. I mean, no cars. I read that up to 60% of the population were fasting this year. I mean, those are big numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Even for those who aren't fasting yet, there's no one in Israel, unlike seriously the West, in America. I know people who did not know it is Yom Kippur or thinks that Yom Kippur is an option. You know, they do something Yom Kippur-ish. You know, they won't drink coffee until noon because they hear it. And in Israel, even the most secular individual cannot help but be affected by the silence. I mean, the fact that the airport shuts down, the newspapers do not publish. Now, that's very interesting for a country that really aspires to be part of the major world, wants to be a game, you know, a player in the game. And yet, there's an understanding deep down, don't bother us with the facts. We understand that something much bigger than us is going on. Mamish, airspace was shut. 1:30, last plane came in on, I think it was, what, Tuesday. Last plane came in, and then an hour after Yantif went out, the next plane took off.
Incredible. Amazing. Andrea, that is where we leave it this week, but we wish you Chag Sameach, and to you and your family, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to speaking to you next Thursday.
Yeah, you too, guys. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.